Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On this morning's extravaganza, kid dog names plus horny bees, Jeopardy, and Donnie Baker. It's all right after this.
Tonight on Bob and Tom Television's Animal Channel, it's Miracle Pests, the show that examines the unexplained actions and surprising heroics of the smallest and most maligned of animals, pests. We'll take you to Kokomo, Indiana, and we'll meet Roger Mondoor and find out how termites ate through his floor, causing him to fall into his basement just before a tornado devastated his home. Next, we'll take you to DeLand, Florida, to tell you the story of Maggie Kundare and the mouse who ran up her leg and frightened her so badly she ran out of her house just before it mysteriously exploded.
Oh.
Then, we'll go to Segmac, Arkansas, and meet the Cheeseman family. We'll hear their true story. A swarm of Canadian wasps attacked and repelled an armed intruder as the Cheeseman family napped in their home following a baked bean dinner. Finally, we'll meet Harriet Billingsley, who, upon discovering a swarm of pubic lice, rushed to the drugstore to get a bottle of Quell shampoo and, on impulse, purchased what turned out to be a $1 million winning lottery ticket. Join host Dick Vermin tonight for Miracle Pests. Miracle Pests, only on Bob and Tom Television.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Once again, the lovely Christy Lee dressed up today. Job interview.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. We've got an interesting story coming up about naming a kid, and why don't we just do it real quick? It's a short, little short thing about you want to make sure that your kid's name doesn't sound like a dog's name. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, Rover. That would be bad spot.
Sure, of course. To go with the obvious ones, certainly, but. I think there are some names that go both ways.
Blue!
A mom-to-be has reported everyone she told said they thought her chosen name sounded like a dog's name.
Okay.
This is from the Mirror in the UK. In a blog post, she said, "We've fallen in love with the name Huxley, but whenever I tell anyone, they say it's a dog's name."
Huh.
I don't think so.
It's kind of a literary.
It is literary.
Like Aldous Huxley.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Maybe in England it's more of a dog's name, but here in the States it sounds great.
Huck? Oh, you call him Huck? I like it.
Huxley,
Lee?
I think it's a great name. Now, her other daughter, I was reading the whole article.
It's a girl's name?
Her other daughter, Lassie.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Well, they're Scottish.
Hey, Lassie.
Lassie.
Let me ask you guys this. Was Lassie a watchable show?
No.
It was completely ridiculous.
No, not for a second.
But the best part about
Lassie.
The best part about Lassie was the place they lived. Every other week, there was a mine.
Yeah, somebody was falling in a hole.
No, there was always a mine explosion or a forest fire.
And I saw reruns as a kid. I just don't remember. But I didn't know as a kid if it was good or not.
No, even as a kid, you'd watch that and go, there's no way.
What is wrong with you people? Do you not?
Was it sweet?
But you believe a talking horse?
Yes. I believe a talking horse.
One of the greatest television shows ever produced.
Entertaining.
Lassie shows up on Hollywood Squares and she's funnier than everybody except for Paul Lynde. Then she goes on Jeopardy, Celebrity Jeopardy, and wins. It's a dog.
You don't realize how beautiful. I had not seen a collie in so long and I saw one last week.
No.
They're beautiful dogs.
No, they're too
beautiful
much hair.
They're
dogs.
Too pointy.
Oh, she did say she does have a lot of dog hair, but man.
Very, very,
very nice dogs. But yeah, Lassie.
Lassie was a great show. Don't listen to her.
Wasn't Lassie, in fact, a boy?
All of the Lassies were boys, and they literally had to have merkins made of.
To hide their. Yeah.
No, seriously.
I did not know that.
You know why they were all boys, Josh?
Because it was hot.
You can't tell a woman nothing, okay?
Right.
What do you do for a living? I make dog merkins.
Dog merkins.
That sounds like one of the ladies you went on a date with.
What date? I'm in a drought.
Well, we'll get to that in just a minute. So speaking of, we had another. What was that weird story?
You never know when it ends.
We had a story this week about a woman in the UK who's putting herself through college by naming Chinese babies.
Yeah,
oh, that's
giving
right.
them English names. That's correct.
Yeah, because there's the desire to have an English name. Apparently, it's important. So there's some system that she uses in which
she uses algorithms, and she asks a few questions about the child, and then she puts it into her.
For a fee of 79 cents, her website has parents choose 5 characteristics they would most like in their child, and the algorithm matches those characteristics to 3 English names to choose from. Seems she's apparently made $400,000 on this.
I think she's
good for her.
Charge a little more.
It's only cranking out. There's 3 options.
No, no, no. There are many, many names, but you get 3 options you can choose from based on those characteristics.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not everybody will get the same 3 names.
Hey, look, yeah. it's our 10,000th Lydia. But she's made $400,000.
I don't think Lydia would be a name she would choose, though.
Well, depends on what the folks type in.
It's apparently there is the desire to have a name that will be suitable if you're involved in any kind of interface with people that speak English.
Well, there are many baby name generators on the
website. Do you know how many? I just did the math on that. Okay, my phone did. That's over 500,000 names that she's pumped out.
China's got a lot of people.
That's...
And, you know, you don't want them all to be Dong and Wang and... You know, well, I mean, you know,
he speaks the truth.
You want a nice kid? Oh, look, there's she's from England, so there's a lot of kids named Harry Styles. And look, it's your son, Prince Harry,
Harry
Prince
Dong.
George. She's making some serious cash.
Wait. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hey, what's wrong, Donnie?
Well, what you're talking about is what's wrong.
Why?
You're making all that money, it's like a kick to the crouch. You know, I'm still stuck on minimum wage, and she basically spinning a wheel, playing a Wheel of Fortune, making twice as much.
Yeah.
It's amazing that chick makes, $400,000?
Yes.
Just by helping to invent American names for Oriental babies?
Well, actually,
Asian,
Donnie,
Asian babies.
The term you're looking
Oriental's
for
a rug.
Is Asian. Oriental would be a rug. And she's giving English language names to Chinese babies.
Whatever, Tom. It's what America's founded on, entrepreneurship.
What?
Entree, enter upon our ship.
Okay.
I swear to God.
What happened?
You find a need, you fill that need, but then you charge people out the backside for it. It's basic economics 101.
I guess.
Just sucks. I've seen some dude on Shark Tanks made $1 billion selling sponges with the happy faces on them.
Wow.
Scrub
and
that,
anybody could have come. Anybody could have come up with that, but only that guy did.
Yes.
And now he's rich enough to have actual Shark Tank in his mansion.
Wow, cool.
You know, I've got a bunch of great ideas all the time, too. I just ain't got the fruition to follow through on them.
Uh-huh.
Good. Right. As soon as I start on one great idea, I'll get another. Mm. Like, I was inventing an alarm clock that would wake you with a gentle handy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Tell me you wouldn't get behind that chick.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Called it Donnie Baker's Waking Quake.
Beautiful.
But somebody else already had that for something, so then I went with the twist and spout.
Oh.
But the only trouble was the prototype we invented used the same sort of contraption pouch you'd use to take your blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure.
And when my cousin Lonnie volunteered, the tension sensor somehow got interference from his ankle monitor.
Oh.
And it squeezed his junk so tight. You ever see them boa constrictors when they curl up on feeder mice?
Uh-huh.
Well, so now we got to GoFundMe for him. My latest Shark Tank idea is an app for the smartphones. It uses your camera to help you figure out whether or not those heat bumps she's got are just blisters or pus pockets. Or maybe something more dangerous like VD, SARS, or rickets. I'm gonna call the app Itch It or Ditch It.
Okay.
Nice.
Or you could go with Tinder, but just spell it like the way you'd order chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we tried it out on Patty Ferguson last week, but the pictures came out looked like the ones Buzz Aldrin took on his moonwalk. Swear to God.
Lumpy.
And I pulled out and said, one small hep from man, one giant seat from her thighs. I'm going to go.
That was very helpful. I didn't know Donnie was an inventor.
Hey, Harney.
Yes.
Yes.
Harney.
The world's bees are disappearing, and the folks at Pornhub want to help educate the public about it. So they've created a series of videos showing the important role bees play in plant reproduction. And the videos feature human sex noises and pizza delivery guy jokes.
Oh, so they're like doing voiceovers with the bees?
I guess. Hey. The pollination videos feature sexual voiceovers from well-known porn stars, Josh. So it sounds as though the flowers are getting pleased by the bees.
Is that right?
On the knees with the sneeze. Who's
gonna,
the knees.
Who is going to sit down? What weirdo is going to sit down and watch bees buzzing around flowers with
what does pizza
porno.
Delivery have to do with
pizza
it?
Pizza delivery jokes. I don't know. Pizza delivery
jokes. So it's like
jokes.
The pizza delivery standard porn setup.
Yes, but are we that self-involved? Well, we enjoy pizza delivery jokes. I'm sure the bees will too.
Well, no. It's
no,
not
that's
for
not,
the bees.
It's not for the bees. Oh. It's for the people watching
it's
the video.
Educating people about
Pornhub said they will donate money to bee-saving charities with every click on the video in their bee sexual series. The video goes on to say that without bees, it's lights out for nature's sex life and no more fruits and vegetables for us. It's a very important thing.
Okay, bees. Yeah, I'm looking at some of these.
Can we can't air any of this? Did you listen to it?
No.
Well, here's a video. I'm on Pornhub looking at these.
Yeah.
Professor Buzzcock teaches naughty lesson.
Okay.
Hmm. That's one of...
That was a rough one.
Subtle.
Yeah. I'm Professor Buzzcock. Settle down. I know. Sure, it would have been easy to change my name.
Wasn't that the name of a band?
The Buzzcocks, yeah.
For a while.
I don't know any of their music.
I bet they're pretty
so
funny.
Josh, I can't see your phone from here. Is it you know what? Is it like it's a nature video though, right?
Yeah, yes. These are all...
they're flowers with bees.
Can't read that one.
So there are no naked people, just
no
bees
naked
buzzing
people.
Around
flowers. Here we go. This is Mature Natural Gets Plowed by Worker Bee.
There you go. See?
And they already have this one. Well, that one has 66,000 views. This one has 35,000.
Oh.
Did you say mature natural?
As in the flower, yes. They're calling...
Plow, okay.
Sweetest, and this one has a bumblebee on a dandelion, and it's titled, this has the most views, 127,000. Swedish massage goes deeper than expected.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is all just nature videos.
Yes.
Well, the one I'm watching is a cartoon, right? Are you watching the cartoon?
No, these are all actual nature videos. Christy, would you like to read the title of that one there?
No.
Okay, apparently...
How to make a flower in 3 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to leave that right there.
Well, the one I'm watching is a it's a cartoon.
You need to scroll down more.
And as you'll see, there's two flowers in bed, and the boy flower, I'm assuming, is reading a book while he's waiting for the girl flower to be ready.
Oh, yeah, that's bizarre. Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Now they've got bees.
There you go.
Bee-sexual.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Oh, that's a Bella Danger. Oh, I mean, that's a random porn star.
What's her name?
Bella Danger?
Abella.
Sounds like you know her socially.
Abella Danger. Yes. I don't even get the joke.
See,
I know Abella Danger because she loved one of my best friends. They met and just loved him. And he didn't hook up with her.
They met?
Yeah.
So. You're doing things.
I mean, these girls are real?
Yeah.
And I would never even...
So,
and he didn't hook up with her.
No, he's very loyal to his, my wife.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, anyway, this video fair from Pornhub is not...
And they have the guys, they have the porn stars standing around doing voiceovers for the...
Right.
For the bees, yeah.
And there's video of that.
Really?
They're in the recording studio.
Well,
yeah,
the guys looking at Pornhub want to see the girls.
They don't want to see the bees and the flowers?
See, they're standing around. But it's like it's a recording session.
Yeah.
But they're clothed. They're not.
Yeah, no, they're working. Yeah.
No, they're two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
they're doing the dirty noises and stuff?
Yeah.
Tom, you can teach your kids all about bees with
there
this.
You go, the birds and the bees and the flowers on your knees.
I bet there was a lot of
Christy,
kids.
You know this, men and bees have a lot in common.
It's usually
one sting and they're done. One sting and then the dirt nap for the bees anyway. Aren't they done when they finish?
Bees
sting when they sting.
When they sting you, don't they die?
I think they rip out their
is that right?
Half their bodies or something.
Oh, that's only when they sting you. Okay, all righty.
When a bee lives 6 months? Is that?
Oh, I don't know.
72
These are all commercial.
72 years. Wow. Yeah.
Average lifespan.
Okay. We're going to hear about that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. This is Junior Windbag info.
No, I got yesterday, I mentioned something actually earlier today that High Five Day.
Yeah.
And I said, my little 3-year-old, when I got home, went home. That was, she goes, it's high five day, Daddy. And she gave me a high five, which was very sweet. Got this letter going, high five day. I know.
That was yesterday.
No, that was yesterday.
Exactly right.
I'm aware of that.
Thanks for the reminder.
But you can still do a high five today if you like. Thank you, Richard. What else is happening in the world of news, Christy?
A professional sports gambler from Las Vegas has broken his own single episode winnings record on Jeopardy. James Holzhauer broke the record he set last week by winning $131,127 during a show aired Wednesday night, making the 34-year-old's 10th consecutive win. According to ESPN, Holzhauer answered 40 out of 40 questions correctly. Before his run, the previous episode record was 77,000, was set by Roger Craig in 2010.
He's essentially doubled it.
He's great.
Yeah.
And he's still winning, huh?
Yeah, yeah, he won again last night.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
He's got a really good technique. He always bets for always goes 1,000 or 2,000 first. He wants to go for the big money right up front.
He's a good-looking guy.
I haven't watched it this week.
He's got a rough. He's got a bizarre smile. Yeah. Looks very unnatural. But
he's a professional gambler
and a family man.
Don't want anything to do with him.
This is one of my favorite songs. You remember this tune?
Yeah, yeah. I was in Jeopardy.
Is this Greg Kinn?
Yeah, I love this tune.
I was in Jeopardy.
It's a lot more objectionable than I remember.
Oh, it's great.
Chick, do you remember Weird Al's parody, I Lost on Jeopardy?
Even more objectionable.
I sure as hell do.
Yeah, that was funny.
I loved it.
That was a good one.
Okay, you don't even get a copy of the home game.
Oh, Art Fleming was on it. Yeah, he sure was.
Now, Chick, you earlier had a story from the NBA about some off-the-court action. And
Well, it wasn't off-the-court. It was on the bench.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't on the court. It was on the bench.
Someone farted on the bench, and they just happened to be showing and talking about Joel Embiid, who did not play. And while they were doing that,
Joel.
I love Jolene. That is a great song. Miley Cyrus's version.
Anyway.
Awesome.
I agree.
We have a short request. It shows the guys, they're waving the air. One guy pulls his shirt up over his face. It's clear that there's been a massive episode of flatulence on the bench, courtside at an NBA game. Someone wanted to hear a little bit of this.
And the ladies said,
hey, who cut the cheese?
Who cut the cheese?
Oh, man.
Who cut the cheese? Who cut the cheese?
Oh, man! Oh, man!
Hey, who cut the cheese?
That's you doing backup vocals.
I hear you singing that.
He's doing backup vocals.
It's that Smooth Teddy B and TG Mofo MC and the classic Who Cut the Cheese.
Classic. Oh, man.
By request. This is the beauty.
I'd like to see that request. Yeah, I want it in my hands.
These kids are in school right now. They can't be requesting.
I want it notarized.
It's digital.
I want to see the guy's driver's license.
This is from the new Bob and Tom app. What a classic. Love the background vocals.
It's you.
You're the one singing them.
Yeah, not.
No, we've got the ladies there.
The old man. Man.
It's Dayron and Chris, I believe, are doing the background
vocals.
And the ladies said,
hey, who cut the cheese?
Who cut the cheese?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Who cut the cheese? Who cut the cheese?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, who cut the cheese?
That was you.
Hey, who cut the cheese?
We know who's responsible.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.